and a South African poet named Kokosile said, "This wind you hear is the birth of memory. When the moment hatches in time's womb, there will be no art talk. The only poem you will hear will be the spear point pivoted in the punctured marrow of the villain, the timeless native sun dancing like crazy to the retrieved rhythms of desire fading into memory. Therefore, we are the last poets of the world," said David Nelson, Guylain Kane, Felipe Luciano, Umar Bin Hassan, Jalal Nuruddin, Suleiman El Hadi, Abiodun Oyewole, and the heartbeat, Elijah Obabi. The last poets were born on May 19, 1968, in Mount Morris Park in Harlem, New York. It was a birthday celebration in memory, in honor of Malcolm X. The last poets were on a mission. We became the voices of the East Wind, blowing away the West with our sound. The last poets, men who knew in their youth the truth must be told, the lies must be revealed, and we got to be sassy and funky and sincere about it. The last poets, individuals who don't flock together well, who don't follow orders too much, and when we do, there's a reason. When we infiltrate the madness, it's not for love. Our lives are mirrors of the world our people have lived and died in for 400 years. We, the last poets, are the seeds for the rap artists to grow a garden, and yet we are only a branch from the tree called Rio. Crossings is the road we've traveled to come to this point. The last poets have become a fraternity of those who know the mystery of a moon glow and the wrath of each flame of the sun. The last poets are back, and that's a fact. No more time for bullshit raps. Let's get back on track. And a South African poet named Kokosile said, "This wind you hear is the birth of memory. When the moment hatches in time's womb, there will be no art talk. The only poem you will hear will be the spear point pivoted in the punctured marrow of the villain, the timeless native sun dancing like crazy to the retrieved rhythms of desire fading into memory. Therefore, we are the last poets of the world," said David Nelson, Guylain Kane, Felipe Luciano, Umar Bin Hassan, Jalal Nuruddin, Suleiman El Hadi, Abiodun Oyewole, and the heartbeat, Elijah Obabi. The last poets were born on May 19, 1968, in Mount Morris Park in Harlem, New York. It was a birthday celebration in memory, in honor of Malcolm X. The last poets were on a mission. We became the voices of the East Wind, blowing away the West with our sound. The last poets, men who knew in their youth the truth must be told, the lies must be revealed, and we got to be sassy and funky and sincere about it. The last poets, individuals who don't flock together well, who don't follow orders too much, and when we do, there's a reason. When we infiltrate the madness, it's not for love. Our lives are mirrors of the world our people have lived and died in for 400 years. We, the last poets, are the seeds for the rap artists to grow a garden, and yet we are only a branch from the tree called Rio. Crossings is the road we've traveled to come to this point. The last poets have become a fraternity of those who know the mystery of a moon glow and the wrath of each flame of the sun. The last poets are back, and that's a fact. No more time for bullshit raps. Let's get back on track.